We're talking high school football here on KSOM, talking with the head football coach for the Harlan Cyclones, Todd Blatt. And Coach, how are you feeling about your football team as practice has begun this week?
Well, you know how it goes when you first start here. You don't have any pads on, and you just got helmets, and they kind of get to the point where they get really, really sick of hitting each other without pads on. So I think our guys are really looking forward to maybe getting those babies strapped on and, seeing where we're at. Because as all the coaches know, you don't really know much until you get those get to hitting and see who really wants to hit and who doesn't.
No doubt. What was the summer like, off-season like, for your boys as you prepared for this year's practice?
Yeah, they've been lifting. You know, we have the 6 a.m. lifting all through the year there. And then, you know, we're the same as everybody else. We're doing 7-on-7s here in the summer, a couple days a week. And we did do a team camp. We went to Simpson and ironed out some kinks there. So, that's kind of the amazing thing. You can go right in and go into pads at a college situation, but you got a little longer wait when we start the regular season. So that's always a good experience. And, the kids got a little better and made some improvements. So that's the main goal, is every day trying to get a little bit better than you were the day before.
How do you feel about the attitude of the team coming in? I mean, this team is used to having great winning seasons, 3 years in a row where you were in double figures contending for state titles, and then this past year out in the first round of the playoffs, that's something the boys not used to. How do you feel about their attitude coming into this season?
You know, we always focus on what we can do and what we can control. We can't control anything that happened last year or the year before that or any time before. So, I think they just want to be focused on what they can do to improve. The expectations are always pretty high. And, the thing about expectations is either you meet or exceed or don't quite get there. So, we're going to set those where I think they need to be. And hopefully the guys can just keep focusing on what they can control day to day. And that's, attitude, effort, and delivery. So those are the things that are really important out here. And that's what we're going to focus on.
As you enter in your fall practice schedule, what are some of the key positions where you expect competition at to be fierce?
Oh, there's always competition in the O-line and the D-line. That's going to be – we're going to find out a lot when we get pads on, and, that usually answers a lot of questions. I think the receiving corps could be pretty competitive there. We got some guys that are vying, I think linebackers are, going to be – not necessarily set. We still have some guys that are battling for some spots, but we're pretty competitive at a lot of positions right now, which is usually a good thing. Competition, friendly competition in practice is a great motivator. Iron sharpens iron. So hopefully we can get the right guys on the field and put out a good product.
Well, of course, the quarterback spot always important. Will Arkfeld, your senior from last year, has graduated. How do you see that spot? Do you have a clear number one coming into camp?
Yeah, I think we do at this point. Gabe Arkfeld, he's looking pretty good. I think he'll probably have the nod right now. We got some young kids that are looking pretty good too, but he would probably get the nod right now.
Very good. And what do you like best about his attributes? I mean, only a sophomore coming in, but nevertheless, obviously he's got the talent to carry on the tradition for you.
Well, he's going to be a junior this fall. He's got a kind of cool, calm, and collected. He doesn't get too high on the highs or too low on the lows. And just takes things as they come. There's going to be some learning, and there's going to be strife. But, you don't get any better if you don't fail. That's a tough concept for some people. But you have a lot of growth through failure. And, that if you can look at it and grow from those moments and get better and improve, that's kind of the main goal that we're doing. So, you know, we look to him for him to come out and execute, but he's also going to have a little bit of growing phases here and there.
How do you feel about the district coming into this season?
About the same as last year. I don't know. We'll have to see how it shakes out. I think there's some definitely tough games early in the year there, and then when we get into the district play, you know, gosh, it's a lot of travel, and you know, this year we're blessed with not quite the travel that we had last year. We were seemed like we should have got our own charter bus for some of that stuff. Holy cow, we were going a long ways. But no, I think it's going to be interesting how it shakes out. I think, you know, Nevada brings back a lot of things. Atlantic could be a little bit, you know, quite a bit better, actually. They're looking pretty tough. I don't know. Creston, I know they had a ton of seniors, but they're obviously they have, you know, a good coaching staff, and they get after it. So I think up and down the line, it's going to be a tough district.
And just overall, what are some of the things that you just enjoy about this time of year at the start of practice?
Oh, I think it's neat to see the kids come out and how hard they're working, and you know, they kind of come together, and you see these little bonding things that happen, or funny things that happen in practice, or you know, coaches sometimes get their words mixed up and say something funny. That's always good, but I just like seeing the development of the kids and you know, the growth of the kids from when they were youngsters, you know, couldn't remember or figure out how to get their pads laced up, you know, and now all of a sudden they're starting to become men and take responsibility of their things starting to become men and getting ready to go into society. You know, that's kind of the main goal. We're trying to make great citizens and productive citizens. You know, you can see that growth happen, and that's pretty neat.
Coach, really appreciate your time giving us an early look. We look forward to following your Cyclones throughout hopefully what will be a successful season. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks a bunch. Go Cyclones.
Todd Blatt, head coach for Highland Football, joining us here on KSOM.